More than $1 billion in the state Senate's proposed budget would go to a single organization. WUNC's Colin Campbell explains.
A group of business leaders founded the organization NC Innovation to address what they see as a problem. North Carolina's research universities, particularly those outside the Triangle, are struggling to turn their big ideas into business opportunities. Bennett Waters is the group's CEO.
There is a very real valley of death in terms of funding between where federal funding typically stops in a research project and where the results of that project become commercially investable and scalable. And so we've developed a strategic plan to address those challenges.
NC Innovation wants to help researchers bridge that gap with grants, mentoring, and other services. So far, it's raised about $23 million from the private sector, and it's asking the legislature to chip in a whole lot more. It plans to partner with universities like East Carolina and North Carolina A&T to identify research that could have commercial potential. There's bipartisan agreement that NC Innovation is a smart idea. Both the House and Governor Roy Cooper have included $50 million in their budgets for the project. But the Senate wants a much larger amount, nearly $1.5 billion. It's a huge sum for a budget that totals $30 billion to run all of state government. Democratic Senator Jay Chaudhary says he likes the project but questions the dollar figure.
$1.4 billion is a lot of money for an initiative, especially when we have other competing needs in the state.
But Senate Leader Phil Berger says NC Innovation is a wise use of the state's current revenue surplus. The group plans to invest the money through an endowment, using the returns to keep its efforts running without additional government support.
The request originally was $250 million, but not just $250. It was $250 million for 10 consecutive years. We felt the better thing to do would be to endow it with a sufficient amount of money. And then we have no plans or intention to further fund that.
Berger says lawmakers will keep close oversight of the organization by appointing some of its board members. And there's a mechanism to take back the money if the legislature doesn't like the results. But the budget provision exempts the group from following the state's open meetings and public records law. NC Innovation has backing from some big names. Its board includes retired Truist Bank CEO Kelly King and UNC System President Peter Hans. To garner support from the legislature, it's hired 9 lobbyists this year. Waters argues that other states have similar programs with similar amounts of funding, and that means researchers from North Carolina universities could be lured away to take advantage of those resources.
And they have realized it is cheaper to keep innovation that originated within our state than it is to go try to import someone else's innovation. And so they've been successful at that, and these are the orders of magnitude of dollars that are required.
NC Innovation is pitched as a rural economic development effort designed to give researchers at ECU and at Western Carolina University the same resources their peers in the Triangle receive.
Our research indicates that those that leave don't leave because they want to leave. They leave because the ecosystem, the mentors, the grant funding, and the things that they need to ultimately achieve success and commercialize their inventions aren't where they live.
Once the funding is secured, the group's first step will be to open 4 regional hubs across the state to start offering services and build partnerships. While NC Innovation is providing support, Waters says it won't be an investor in the businesses that result from its work.
And once we get to the point that a company can be formed, then the hope is that there will be private capital, venture capital, et cetera, that is able to fund the next phase of that commercialization.
Just how much money NC Innovation receives from the state will be a subject of negotiations between House and Senate leaders in the coming weeks. Chaudhary says he'd like to see budget writers consider other funding sources rather than using this year's revenue surplus.
When I was at the treasurer's office, we looked at the unclaimed property fund as a source to help kind of fill the gap in that venture capital space where we need to kind of grow our own companies here in North Carolina.
Colin Campbell, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.